chapter 20. And it came to pass that on one of those days, as he taught the people in the temple and preached the gospel, the chief priests and the scribes with the elders came up to him and spoke to him, saying, "Tell us, by what authority do you do these things? Or who is he who gave you this authority?" As usual, they're persecuting, testing, and trying Jesus, because they do not believe that he is the Son of God, because he does not fulfill their expectations. And he answered and said to them, "I will also ask you one thing, and answer me. The baptism of John, was it from heaven or from men?" And they reasoned within themselves, saying, "If we say from heaven, he will say, why then did you not believe him? But if we say from men, all the people will stone us, for they are persuaded that John was a prophet." And they answered that they could not tell where it was from. Typical politician answer there. And Jesus said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things." And then he began to speak to the people this parable. "A certain man planted a vineyard and leased it to farmers and went into a far country for a long time. And at the season, he sent a servant to the farmers that they should give him of the fruit of the vineyard. But the farmers beat him and sent him away empty." Now, I think to apply this to the heavenly meaning, I think that the certain man is God, and the vineyard is the gospel of Christ, and the farmers are the Jews. "But the farmers beat him and sent him away empty. And again, he sent another servant," or a prophet. I think the servants would be the prophets of old. "And they also beat him and treated him shamefully and sent him away empty." Probably, maybe also the apostles, prophets and apostles. "And again, he sent a third, and they also wounded him and cast him out." In other words, this is again the Jews rejecting Jesus and the gospel. "Then the owner of the vineyard said, 'What shall I do? I will send my beloved son, Jesus. Perhaps they will reverence him when they see him.' And when the farmers saw him, they reasoned among themselves, saying, 'This is the heir. Come, let us kill him, that the inheritance may be ours. Let's crucify Christ on the cross.' So they cast him out of the vineyard and killed him. Therefore, what shall the owner of the vineyard do to them? He shall come and destroy these farmers and shall give the vineyard to others." And when they heard it, they said, "God forbid." And he looked at them and said, "What then is this that is written?" And this is from Psalm 118:22. "The stone that the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner." Referring to himself being the chief cornerstone of his kingdom, or the church. "Whoever falls on that stone shall be broken, but on whomever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder." So if something falls on you and you're broken, you can be fixed, right? So this is somebody who believes and obeys the gospel. They went from a lost condition to a saved position. They were broken, now they're fixed. However, on the other hand, if something falls on you and it grinds you to powder, well, there's no saving you. That's going to be your folks who don't believe and don't obey, and they're going to be utterly destroyed. There's not going to be any fixing them. "And the same hour, the chief priests and the scribes sought to lay hands on him, and they feared the people, for they perceived that he had spoken this parable against them." Yeah, no kidding. "And they watched him and sent forth spies who pretended to be righteous men, that they might catch him in his words, so that they might deliver him to the power and authority of the governor." So they were after him. But you notice they didn't do it because of the people. People, he was still popular with the people. He was just hated by the religious leaders. "And they asked him, saying, 'Master, we know that you say and teach rightly. You do not show partiality, but teach the way of God truly.'" So they're throwing some flattery his way to trick him. "Is it lawful for us to give taxes to Caesar or not? Should we pay taxes? Tell us." But he perceived their craftiness and said to them, "Why do you tempt me? Show me a penny. Whose image and inscription does it have?" They answered and said, "Caesar's." And he said to them, "Therefore, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." And they could not catch him in his words before the people, and they marveled at his answer and remained quiet. Then some of the Sadducees, who deny that there is any resurrection, so Sadducees do not believe in Judgment Day. They believe when you're dead, you're dead. Came to him, and they asked him, saying, Master, Moses wrote for us that if any man's brother dies having a wife, and he dies without children, that his brother should take his wife and raise up children for his brother. This is a stupid question that they're asking, because they don't believe in the resurrection, and yet they're asking him a resurrection question. Therefore, there were seven brothers, and the first took a wife and died without children, and the second took her as a wife, and he died childless, and the third took her, and in like manner the seven also. And they left no children and died. Last of all, the woman died also. Therefore, in the resurrection that we don't believe in, whose wife is she? For seven had her as a wife. And Jesus answered and said to them, The children of this world marry and are given in marriage. In other words, men and women here on earth, they get married. It's a physical thing. But those who shall be accounted worthy to obtain that world and the resurrection from the dead, neither marry nor are given in marriage. You know, when we're raised from the dead, we're going to be spiritual beings. There's not going to be any weddings. There's not going to be any physical relationships. Nor can they die any more, for they are equal to the angels and are the children of God, being the children of the resurrection. They're spiritual beings like the angels. Now even Moses showed at the bush that the dead are raised when he called the Lord the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob. These men, when Moses said this, those men were already well dead. For he is not a God of the dead, but of the living, for all live to him. Then some of the scribes answered and said, Master, you have said well. And after that, they dared not ask him any question at all. And he said to them, How is it that they say that Christ is David's son? How can Christ be David's son? And David himself said in the book of Psalms, and this is from Psalm 110, 1, I think. The Lord said to my Lord. Now, the Lord is all in caps, so that would be God. And the second Lord is just capital L. Now, of course, that's not inspired, but in the context, I think it's correct. So basically, it's God said to Christ, You sit on my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. Therefore, David calls him Lord. How then is he his son? Then, in the audience of all the people, he said to his disciples, Beware of the scribes who desire to walk in long robes and love greetings in the markets and the best seats in the synagogues and the places of honor at feasts, who devour widows' houses and for a show make long prayers. The same shall receive greater damnation. These scribes are just like the Pharisees. They are hypocrites. They're liars. They don't even know the scriptures. He just asked them about Psalm 110:1, which they should have known about. They should have understood. But they don't. And he is warning them to beware of the scribes too. And to apply this to today, we also need to be aware. We need to be aware of false teachers. And they're out there by the billions. They are teaching and preaching things that are not in accordance with God's word. And they're leading a lot of people to hell. And unless you get into the Bible yourself and you study it for yourself to see if what they are teaching is correct, then you could be blindly following the blind. So we have to be very careful about that. And that is Luke chapter 20.